This is Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. In Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 4, the Apostle Paul writes, "If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith." Paul demonstrates and unveils for us the heart of a disciple. Once proud of his pedigree, his achievements, and even his religious fervor, he now counts them as loss, not because they're worthless in themselves, but because they could not measure up to the surpassing worth of knowing Messiah Yeshua Jesus. "For his sake," Paul says, "I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Messiah." This is no small exchange. Paul relinquishes identity, status, and self-righteousness, not in despair, but he does so in joyful surrender to something greater. He stops striving to be found righteous by observance of the law or even human credentials, but instead he rests in the righteousness that comes by faith. The challenge for us today is to examine the things we hold as gain, our titles, our traditions, our successes, and ask whether they draw us closer to Christ or distract us from him. When our worth is rooted in what we achieve, we miss that liberating grace found in what he has already done. But when we let go, when we lose in order to gain, we find the riches and the richness of relationship not earned, but freely given. It's my prayer that we, like Paul, be found in him, pressing on, not because we are perfect, but because we have been brought into relationship with the one who is perfect, the Savior, the lover of our soul, the bridegroom, the incarnate Son of God, the resurrected Lord, who has loved us and given himself entirely for us. Amen and amen. Friends, this was Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.